Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Mateusz. I work at Red Hat as a principal software engineer in the Kubernetes bare metal networking team. So yeah, as the title of the talk says, we'll be talking about bare metal networking. And I wanted this talk to be somehow a gentle intro into what you need to think about when you want to start doing Kubernetes on bare metal, but the things that Kubernetes doesn't tell you you should care about. So we'll see in a moment what that means, but yeah. I work at Red Hat, I already said this. I'm based in Switzerland. When I'm not doing computers, I'm doing farming. I actually like it much, much better, but it doesn't pay the bills, so I need to do the stuff that I'm going to tell you about here. Well, it is what it is. I don't do AI as opposed to, you know, all the hype and all this kind of stuff, so yeah, I'm not really on the hype wave. Bare metal was never really hyped, so, well, what can I say? Some intro why we may even think about doing containers or bare metal. Like, you know, no one ever told us to do so, so what the heck is, you know, is the deal? So HPC and, yeah, AI. This slide predates the AI hype, so sorry for this. I could have removed it. But long story short, there are some workloads which really want to benefit from running bare metal. You may have some fancy GPU from, let's not name the company,